Part 8. Becoming a Leader. Chapter 25. Step 12. It seems our chances look grim. As animals made for cooperation with a need to trust, too many of us are working in environments that bring out the worst in us. We've become cynical, paranoid, selfish, and open to addiction. Our health, and worse, our humanity, are at risk. But we cannot hide behind excuses. We can't blame the media, the internet, or the system. We can't blame the corporations, or Wall Street, or even government anymore. We are not victims of our situation. We are the architects of it. But it isn't dangers outside that will see our demise. Those dangers are constant and will never go away. Civilizations don't usually die from murder, to paraphrase the famous British historian Arnold Toynbee. Civilizations die from suicide. It is the increasing dangers inside our organizations that threaten us most, and fortunately, those dangers are well within our control. For over 75 years, Alcoholics Anonymous has successfully helped people beat the dopamine addiction of alcoholism. Most of us have heard of their 12-step program to recovery, and most of us know the first step, admitting we have a problem. We admit that a good too many of our organizational cultures have a systemic addiction to performance and making the numbers. An addiction, like all addictions, that offers fleeting highs and often comes at significant cost to our health and our relationships. Further complicating our addiction is our ability to raise our status with celebrity or wealth alone, ignoring the anthropological requirements of alpha status. But admitting we have an addiction is only step one. Now, as in Alcoholics Anonymous, we begin the hard work of recovery. We need to do the work and make the sacrifices required to change the systems that pit us against each other and build new ones that inspire us to help each other, something we will not be able to do alone. "You want to know the whole secret to AA?" John, a recovering alcoholic, asked me. "You want to know who actually gets sober and who doesn't?" Few, if any, of the alcoholics enrolled in AA will find sobriety until they complete step 12. Even if they make it through all the other 11 steps, those who do not complete step 12 are very likely to drink again. It is those who complete step 12 who overcome the addiction. Step 12 is the commitment to help another alcoholic beat the disease. Step 12 is all about service. And it is service that is the key to breaking our dopamine addictions in our organizations too. I'm not talking about serving our customers, employees, or shareholders. I'm not talking about abstractions of people. I mean service to the real, living, knowable human beings with whom we work every day. There is a reason why AA meetings happen in church basements and recreational centers, and not in online chat rooms. And there is a reason why, when an alcoholic wants to reach out to their sponsor, the other alcoholic committed to helping them, they don't send them an email. They pick up the phone and call. It's because the connections required to beat addiction must be real. They cannot be virtual. The whole purpose of AA meetings is to make people feel safe. The people who share the struggle, who come together to help and be helped, are warm and friendly and welcoming. For many alcoholics, the connections last well after the meetings are over. As John told me, the connections he made helped him feel less alone, and the stories he heard gave him hope. "Alcoholism is like a pack of wolves trying to attack you," John says. "If you get in the program and stay in the group, then you won't be attacked. The group will keep you safe." In other words, Alcoholics Anonymous is like a family, a tribe, or a platoon. It is Aesop's oxen standing tail to tail, protecting one another from the lion. Alcoholics Anonymous is a perfectly formed circle of safety. In oxytocin, we trust. Confronting the threats we face in the world cannot be done alone, at least not very effectively. It takes the help and support of others, others who believe in us. Just as dopamine-addicted companies won't be able to self-regulate, addicts who try to follow the steps themselves, who try to monitor their own progress, usually fail. Alcoholics don't succeed just for themselves. They also want to succeed for the person who gives their time and energy to their success, their sponsor. This is how serotonin is supposed to work. It doesn't just raise our status. It reinforces caring, mentoring relationships. And then there is oxytocin. Those feelings of trust and love, all those warm and fuzzies, as it turns out, are critical to helping us beat addiction. Preliminary findings from a 2012 study conducted by researchers in the Department of Psychiatry at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill show that the presence of oxytocin actually fights withdrawal symptoms in alcoholics and heroin addicts. There is evidence, in fact, that increased levels of oxytocin may even prevent physical dependence from happening in the first place. The evidence is strong that a healthy release of oxytocin through acts of service, sacrifice, and selflessness on behalf of others might actually reduce the possibility of a corporate culture becoming toxic in the first place. Oxytocin is so powerful that the bonds of trust and love we form not only help us beat or ward off addiction, they actually help us live longer. According to another 2012 study, this one conducted by Duke University Medical Center, couples live significantly longer than single people. The Duke investigators found that individuals who never married were more than twice as likely to die during midlife than individuals who were married throughout their adult life. Other studies have shown that married couples have lower levels of cancer and heart disease. Close, trusting relationships don't only protect us at home, they protect us at work too. In cultures like the Marine Corps, in which the bonds of trust run deep, the intangibles, as the Marines call them, actually help maintain the strength of the system and its high level of integrity. It is much harder to become addicted to dopamine in a system in which trust and love run rampant. The more oxytocin there is, the stronger the bonds of trust will be, the greater the risks people will take to do the right thing, the more they will look out for each other, and the better the group will ultimately perform. A circle of safety is kept strong by those who live and work within it. Ask anyone who has made it through any sort of setback, depression, loneliness, failure, getting fired, a death in the family, the loss of a relationship, addiction, legal conflict, victimization by crime, anything, how they made it through. In nearly 100% of the cases, they will say something to the effect of, "I could not have done it without the support of," as they go on to say the name of a family member, close friend, or sometimes even a giving stranger. Consider that those of us who have ever suffered abominable service on an airline have found solace when we turn to the stranger next to us to talk about how we are being treated. Anyone who has ever been subjected to the ambitions of an egomaniacal boss have found comfort in the person at work who is suffering the same. The person we meet who has a family member suffering from the same disease as someone close to us is someone with whom we bond. It is the group of people with whom we find common interest and common cause that we turn to for support. Whenever there is a human bond involved, a real, true, honest human bond, where neither party wants anything from the other, we seem to find the strength to endure and the strength to help. We can put up with a great many hardships when we have a partner to help see us through. In fact, it not only makes the hardships feel easier to endure, but it actually helps us manage the stress and the anxiety. Cortisol can't work its black magic when we have someone by our side. The only reason people like Johnny Bravo, or any soldier, sailor, airman, or marine, are willing to risk their lives for the person to the left or right of them is because they have the utmost confidence that the person to their side would do the same for them.